Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
Thank you for tuning in to Prevailing Word Broadcast. This message is presented by Reverend Ibu Asan, the head pastor of Prevailing Word Chapel. Enjoy this insightful kingdom living message.
This is a true saying.
Where are some at the horn crack?
If a man desires the office of a bishop, he desires a good work.
So we'll be prince, we'll be a soft point, and not just a jumapa.
A bishop then must be blameless, the husband of one wife.
Now, so we pass away a bishop, and then what's a phone bar? When we are nipa bako pe ekunu.
Vigilant.
When need a ho.
Sober.
We are boko.
Of good behavior.
Now we suban ye.
Given to much hospitality.
Now we are adoye.
Able to teach.
Sebe obe to mia treche.
Not given to wine.
Ah, won no man sambro.
No striker.
Ah,
No striker.
Won no be a wo bro.
Not greedy or filthy looker.
Ah, won't greedy. Won't prempe.
But patient, not a brawler, not covetous.
Na obia would draw. Won't no be a wo pray now with him for 4 days.
One that rules well his own house.
Na nia onwanka sani fie nu odiso.
Having his children in subjection with all gravity.
Ah, ne ma esha na se.
For if a man knows not how to rule his own house, how shall he take care of the church of God?
Na se wonipa no entumi nhwe wonu anifia. Obeda wa hwe wonyame fie.
Not a novice or a new born baby.
And what say wo ye abofra ya wo no foforo.
Lest being lifted up with pride, he shall fall into the condemnation of the devil.
Na se wo dia hanta ma no ho so dia, ene no be hwe ase obronsam ni mu.
Moreover, he must have a good report of them which are without.
Na wonu ma won mo e won che no so wo so mo ka sempa fa no ho.
Lest he fall into reproach and the snare of the devil.
Anya san krofo beka na obronsam benya no.
Likewise might the deacons be grave.
Na sara so na deken for munya akukuduro.
They should be grave or serious.
I was so many bre.
Not double tongued, not giving too much wine, not greedy or filthy liquor.
And what say o many bra dear no mo no monsa bebrebe.
Now we read all this to get to this point.
Na ye kenkan we no munya bedru sampempensu.
Because the scripture must be in context.
Esan sa samna ye kan wonyame asem na I was say ye kan te ase.
But this is what I really needed.
Na we ni ade a me pese me kenkan.
Verse 9. Holding the mystery of the faith in a pure conscience. Holding the mystery of the faith in a pure conscience. Our Christian life is sometimes mysterious. There are things about our Christian life that is not always clear. And sometimes the ordinances that we observe in the church, they look physical, and therefore when God says this is what the ordinance means spiritually, it looks mysterious to us. Bible says holding the mysteries of the faith in a pure conscience or with a pure conscience. I think that some of the ordinances of our Christian life are mysterious.
Now, me did say, and you maybe aye aye say Christopher or your Christopher album na aye aye who kakra.
For example, the Lord's Supper.
Ne bi poni say radie didi.
For example, laying on of hands.
Emposa wodin sagu obi so.
For example, prayer.
Ebi sempai bo.
Declarations.
And now we can say
many of these things don't follow logic. In a sense, you can say it is mysterious. So it takes faith to be able to grasp what God is saying through these ordinances or tokens within our Christian faith.
The
Bible says that church leaders like deacons And really, all of us must be able to hold up the mysteries of our faith and not allow it to be taken casually and not allow for people to make ridicule of it.
Na Bible ma yeti ase ase se asori panifo na asori ma sa jide ehunu mu na onyame dia ma ye no e wo se ye somu ye na yeti ase ye ama ebinu ma nsere ye wo ho.
A few things about some of our Christian ordinances.
And no man kitin kitibu ha me pesa me dan na di wo sa e Christofo no ma ye ta ye no.
I'm going to read to you 3 verses.
Na me no ba ba kinka onyame asem me nsa bi.
Malachi chapter 3 verse 7.
Malachi timi ansa chichemunsun.
Luke chapter 1 verse 6.
Luke asem pati ba ku chichemunsia.
1 Corinthians 11 and verse 2.
Korinto fo nguma etusu dikan ti du ba ku chichemienu.
Malachi 3 7. Luke 1 6. 1 Corinthians 11 2. I just want to use these as another step towards what we want to share.
Na me pesa me de saw onyame asem miensen e chrechre ni a me pesa me kan ho asem.
Malachi 3:7 first.
Malachi timiensan chichemunsun.
And I read.
Na ye kenkan.
Even from the days of your fathers.
Empo fi wa jamre so no.
You have gone away from my ordinances.
Wa fi me shishe ye ho.
And have not kept them.
Na wa ankura.
God told Israel,
now when you make a tree Israel,
I have given you laws.
Mama mumra,
I've given you commandments.
Now mama mumra,
and I've given you ordinances.
Now mama mumra, dear, what's
that you may observe them. But the Lord said, from the days of their fathers, they had gone away from his ordinances. So those of us who don't take the ordinances of God seriously, don't allow this verse to be spoken against your life. Every ordinance of in our Christian walk must be held up, although it may be mysterious to us. Luke chapter 1 verse 6 now. Talking about Elizabeth and Zachariah.
Now for Elizabeth and Zachariah.
And they were both righteous before God.
Now
walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless. Unlike our previous text or verse, the Bible says about Zachariah and Elizabeth that they were walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord, and God found them blameless.
Now we can kind look at some partner what just say Elizabeth and Zachariah there. Omo nanti wo nyame mra ne ne hyehye nyina so nyame to make her say infom bia ne wo mo ho.
May God find you blameless with regard to his ordinances.
Anka wo nyame hyehye wo de ahyehye ma wo no anka enko ba say nyame enhu infom so bia wo ho.
Now 1 Corinthians 11:2.
Korinto fo nguma edikan ti du ba ko chichemu mienu.
Paul said, now I praise you.
Now Paul say afa mi yumaye.
You see, Paul had a lot of bashing against the church of Corinth.
Na Paul na Korinto fasafo no owo nyoma bebre ka de tia wo.
They made him so angry.
Na no mo ma na bufo mo mo se na bufu.
They doubted his calling.
Na ne na ne fra wo nyame dia fra no mpo no mumu.
They misused the gifts of the spirit.
Na onyankopon sunsun kokro adom no mpo no mo fa nya hwe.
They dishonored the Lord's table.
Now onyame apple so aman fa nya dwuma.
So many wild things were done by the church of Corinth.
Na Corinth asafuru no mu ya no ma mu ye hu ye.
But in chapter 11 and verse 2.
Na wo ken kan ti du ba ku chiche mu mienu na.
He said, now I praise you.
O se afa de mi yimu aye.
My brethren.
Me nuanom.
That you remember me in all things.
Se ade anyina mu no kai me.
Paul said, I praise you.
Paul said, me confirm
that you remembered me at Christmas. You remembered me on my birthday. You remembered me when I was going through challenges. I praise you, brethren, because you remember me in all things. And keep the ordinances as I deliver them unto you. What is an ordinance? An ordinance is a ceremony.
Na eye ade bi ayeye emre bi ayese bibi edibibi.
It's a practice.
Eye ade ayeye ne da.
It's a service.
Eye som.
It can also mean anything. In fact, not it can. It actually means anything declared right. It means a tradition. Paul said, I praise you because you keep the traditions as I deliver them unto you.
Now Paul is saying, may come from essence, and she shall me demand more abeya adia da da ya ya no na moye.
Now I share with you three ordinances.
Now and me no ba beche and she share me and son a woho.
The first is the ordinance of prayer.
Nya edikan ayam paibo.
Prayer often does not make sense.
And paye do ba bia wo dwen ho a won tiase.
But it makes faith.
Nemom ema jidi jina.
And it does it allows spiritual things to occur.
Na ema susumu nyoma subem.
The second thing is the Lord's Supper.
Nya tusumye ni eradia didi.
And the third thing is laying on of hands.
Nya tusumye nsaye nsaye de toso.
As I've said, these ordinances often do not make sense to the carnally minded person.
Na meka kosi se Samuel mi nsan ya bubo sui se onipo de na nkasa na dwene e dwene ho a onte ase.
So and therefore there are Christians and who do not honor the observation of the Lord's Supper. They don't pray much because prayer doesn't make sense to them. And sometimes they make very, very funny comment about people who pray. Okay? They make funny comment about people who pray as though they are wasting their time and that they should rather do something else. It is true that prayer is not be and all. Okay? But prayer is a vital part, and you cannot and should not ridicule prayer or a prayerful person.
Now,
because you have something material that prayerful person doesn't have, you think you are better off and that he better stop the praying and do what you have been doing. Now, but it's because you don't understand the mystery of prayer. Now, so you can choose to have such a reaction. What you need to do is to encourage the person to keep prayer and add to it. But don't ridicule the prayer and make it look like either or. Either or, because most of the things in our Christian faith, they are not either or.
Yeah.
You think and you pray. You pray and you think. You believe and you work hard. You add everything. As you rely on the Holy Spirit, you also use your talents, you use your gift. So it should never be like either or. Stop this Holy Spirit things, and then no, he still needs the Holy Spirit thing. But he probably is out of balance and must pick up that area of his life where he must develop his gift and talent as well. So let us be careful that we don't put down the mysteries of the faith. Bible says we must hold it up as leaders, as deacons, as shepherds, as church members, as the people of God, because Christianity is not a secular thing, it's a spiritual thing. Are you here with me this morning?
Yeah.
Because it's a spiritual thing, we need to hold up all the spiritual things that have become our tradition and our heritage and our practice.
Now, Esan se Kristo sumaye sun suma dienti. And once you are to be chenekra, ebi ano obi wawa, on sumu nyame nswa wanyoma bebrebe, nebi obi o sumu nyame no niti, uba kate niya o sumu nyame ni se, janyame sumu nanabra, na yanshishen nyome, mna unsu nyame nyome ni bi, debi, tunufu se, kwa suara sumu nyame na ba umpaye, na yesu sumu e juma, ne momi ya juma, ne nyame ya wase, unye yesu, faka unyame sumu. E wase ye kate wanya se, jaye umpaye bwa wobono, ana jaye usuma usumu ne kwenye eno, na bra na yesu ya mprimpe, ya simu nyome ni bi, ni awasa wakani se, kwa suara ye usu sumu e juma, na kwa suara ye juma, ne nyame ya sese unyasu, faka u, mienunu e wase ekambomu.
This year, you need to keep on praying about your life. Prayer is essential for us and to us Christians. Through prayer, we are able to push back the works of the devil. Jesus said to Simon,
Now Jesus catch Simon say.
He said, Simon, Simon.
I said, Simon, Simon.
I've had a vision about you.
And it's
not a good vision.
Now enya eyichire papa.
Simon said, what is the vision, Jesus?
And now Simon see Jesus eyichire nene den.
Jesus said, Simon, take your time.
I said, Simon nyabotre.
Simon said, I want to know, master.
And now Simon see me ra me pese me hu sa edisem.
So Jesus told him the vision.
And to Jesus can say this same ni chire.
Jesus said, I have seen Satan.
Now Jesus can say me hu sa wo bonsam.
And I saw him coming after your life.
Now me hu sa wo bonsam o ba o tatao.
I saw him coming after your life.
Now me hu sa wo ba the tatao.
His eyes were red.
Na na ni abriye.
And I knew his intentions.
Now me nim na dwen awade ba.
His intention was to run you dry.
Na ni dwen ne sa wo be ma wa ye kwa.
He said, Simon, have seen it.
I said, Simon, me who?
And Peter said, is that so?
And Peter said, hey, I'm pa.
Jesus said, absolutely.
And Jesus said, me who ne papa?
He said, I have seen Satan and his desire is after you.
Now I said, me who obron sam ne mom ne peni se wobenyau.
And I want to say to you that Satan's desire is not only after Simon. His desire is after me. His desire is after you. Now, he is called our enemy. A human being cannot be your enemy. Satan may use them, but the real enemy is the devil. So if you have anything to send to the sender, back to the sender, send it back to the devil.
Thank you.
And show mercy to human beings.
Nyaya kan se, wotamfo wo wa ni obonsam satan. Onipa nya wo bonsam, ana nipa nya wotamfo. Obi biara wa ye na dwen se wo jina ma ya wotamfo, che so bonsam na ni ni ye adwuma. Ene to wa bon pa ya wa chichire mpa ye nya obebo back to sender, me fa mbo nipa. Ye pa cho. Wo nipa mabo. Number one, today we are back to send that Satan. What ya? Men come back to send that sumesi. What kunukwa? Satan e dini ya juma tu chichi ni njina. Back to send that Satan. Now ajina adie. Now when we were nipano obonsam namno so deya sa adie no mobo.
So Jesus said, his desire is to sift you.
Now we see, Yesu kachia ni se, obonsam ni penisa wabe show, wabe so muna wachung.
His desire is to take the water out of your system.
Na ni na dwane se nia ewo mu eya de papa no pese wo twini nyina afi mu.
His desire is to sift you like wheat.
Na ne dia ne se wo be twu se wheat.
But Jesus said something interesting.
Na Yesu kan bibi eya de.
In Luke chapter 22 verse 32 now.
Na wo kan look at sympathy dio no mienu na.
It was in 31 that he said Satan is seeking to sift you.
Na wo kan nim ho na na no pese wo ka se wo bonsam aye na dio se wo pese wo show.
In verse 32, it makes my heart rejoice.
Now we can kill your family na mama niche.
Jesus said, but I have prayed for you.
Now Jesus said, na mabompa yamau.
Jesus said, but I have prayed for you.
Now Jesus said, na mabompa yamau.
Thank God when you have somebody who can pray for you.
And sankara they say you won't grow for mabompa yamaye.
This life is not just moving up and down. It's not just moving up and down. There are things that have been organized, planned from the kingdom of the devil against my life. I am not ignorant of it. I am aware of it. I am not afraid because I know who holds tomorrow. But I'm aware of it.
Yes.
I am aware of it.
Yes.
And therefore, I don't like to play with prayer. Because it's mysterious. You are here and you are going up and down. You are praying. Sometimes nobody hears anything. Nobody hears anything. You are here 1 hour. 2 hours, 3 hours, you are praying. Somebody says, stop that wasting of time. Be careful. Watch your mouth. Watch your mouth. These are the people who have no honor for mysterious things in our faith. Bible says, hold it up. Hold it up. Jesus said, but I have prayed for you that your faith will not fail. And when you have been strengthened or when you have been converted, he said, strengthen your brethren.
Hallelujah.
So Satan was after Peter, that Peter's faith may fail, that he may not be able to strengthen the brethren. So he was after all the others, but he knew that by getting Peter, can't you see the mystery
here?
It's a mysterious thing. I stand here today. How many of you have prayed for me this year? You may not know what it means to pray for your pastors. You may not know. It's a mystery. It's a mystery. But Jesus said, I have prayed for you. And those of you who don't have people who will pray for you, what betides you if you cannot pray for yourself? I said, what betides you if you cannot pray for yourself? Then it means that the will of the devil can come against your life. And the will of man, sometimes men also hate us. And somebody can say, this thing, you will never get it as long as I'm here. And they will say, over my dead body. Have you heard it before?
Yes.
Yeah, a man can frustrate you, but through prayer,
Hallelujah.
You are just in your house.
Hallelujah.
You mention his name, you get some verses, and you mention the verses over his name. It's mysterious, and you pray. Pulling down strongholds,
yes.
Pulling down strongholds.
Yes.
It's
yes.
Mysterious, but it works.
Yes.
I said it works.
Yes.
These are the mysteries of our faith, and the Bible says, let's hold it up. Don't speak down at it. It's a mystery. You can easily be carnally minded and trash it. But Bible says, hold it up. It's your call and it's my call.
Now, I was up to me, she said, you're my baby. Now, what to me, she said, no, I said, I'm not there, bro. So, when you will be a war vampire mouth, now one cast us a war vampire, dear woman. It's also what was up to me at it. And when you put the sending sube to me at it, or be to me, I catch us a semi war head here. Unye ye dachisemewu ene ti oba ne sana unye obi a wo bompaya na obi bobi bua wo dia ene na unye yesu na so se de yesu ka tie petro se me hu se wo bonsam otatao na so me ma bompaya ma uno se wotumi tina sa wo nia no betumi afa ne din wa fa bible quotation na dia ka ho na wa sase sa wo bompaya gu ne din ne quotation no so se be wo bonsam a wa be se nu mo ne wu dia sie no What the quotation on Yamia Semne Pianess in Chen, Yamme Pen Abem. Upon some, she said. Upon some, the Noma two of Kamusa will be a bay and see a quandy amount. I didn't know when you had answered to me now. As I saw, or be less or the blockage, or just so quine. Now, so what then pay you a bit to them? Now, what did Yamia dear, and you're not a bet train for her, Petro? I did not Petro, I did not pass all you and say. Chidia no war when Yamimuno, a bashery. Now, say Chidia Petro won a sorcery dear. And Kaifoni nyina wo mu nya bi eni ti ono oyɛ kandi fo no bonsa pɛso agyi ni tidie no ama onya bi mo nansu yesu ka sɛ me hu sɛ wo bonsa pɛso wo hwe sɛ hwit na so me ma bɔ mpa yama sɛ wo tidi be gyina na sɛ wo gyina sɛ wo nuanom nso nkran.
The next mysterious thing I want to talk about is laying on of hands.
Ade ye hu bi a me pɛsa me ka ho asɛm yɛ nsa yɛ de go so.
It's a mystery.
Ɛyɛ anwanwade.
God has designed and he said to Moses to tell Aaron to bless his people in a certain manner.
Na Yesu ka tie Moses say opese Aaron o sira no krofo no wo kwan bi so.
And Aaron was to stand over the people and bless them by saying the Lord bless you.
Na na Aaron was so wo jiran krofo nanim na o sira krofo no wo bra o ka se Awurade sira.
And say the Lord increase your properties.
Na onyame nka ame na onyame ma wonyoma enko soro.
May the Lord favor your life.
Amen.
And so on and so forth. And God said, you shall put my name upon them. That is the work of a priest. That is the work of a pastor. That is why sometimes when we are preaching, we don't only teach you the word of God, but we declare as well. It's not for joke. It is for real. And another thing that they were taught as priests to do was to lay their hands or put their hands on what is called the scapegoat and transfer the sins of the people on the goat. And then you take the goat into the bush till it will roam and die, or a lion or a tiger will kill it. You see, it was mysterious, or it is mysterious, because it was believed that the goat was carrying the sins of the people. Does it make sense to you? Doesn't make sense. Does it make sense? It doesn't make sense, but it makes faith. So this is also another part of the mystery of the faith. The priest put his hand on the goat and transferred the sins of all the people on the goat. It's a mystery.
Nah,
if you are always thinking and always using your mind, you can easily ridicule it. Laying on of hands, you can easily ridicule it.
Now, Adia Biom Sua, when you coupon share, I saw for Israel, I'm so sorry, and say, Omo fa ponche baako na omo ka Israel boni nyina fa ngwa ponche no so na so fa no fa ne santo ponche no so owia omo fa no koto nguram so be yire o sa bwe bi be chi no ndi enyo bi asem na so sa wo de wa dwene etoto ho a wo be wa dwene ya o sa enya hwe na so eye nsam na ade esi ya no nya mehwe sa eye ye nti wa hwe ya ye de nsa to so a wo nti ase.
Sometimes the destiny of a person is on a paper.
Ebi wo honum a
somebody dies.
Obi bewu.
And a lawyer comes up.
Na lawyer ba.
And he says that we have to meet.
Ano wasi,
anybody with a paper, we have to meet.
Na
So when you meet, the lawyer takes out a paper.
Now lawyer no wa fa krataw ne bag him.
And he says that this is the will and testament of so and so.
Now wa ka say we ye obi na jopade a wode aja
on a paper.
Wa krataw so no.
Then he mentions your name.
And now wa bow di mere family.
Mrs. So and so. You shall inherit the house.
And then I don't know what
you and the children.
When the woman.
Then it comes to the children.
Now I'm back.
When Akosia is 21.
Akosia didn't fear you no back.
He should be giving 50% of my investment with so and so.
And then no ma sika me dia kura hey mutemu mienu ma ne fa.
Then it comes to the last person.
Now I'm back to the one.
Adwa.
Adwa
was a very bad girl.
Adwa no anya na something.
She never followed anything I said. So I want this to be given to Adwa.
Na Saturday when person mo dem Adwa,
give her a Bible.
Mama the Bible
to read.
Our back and kind.
And to obey.
Now on this so.
That is my will and testament.
Me ankasa mejo pade a me die jahon any.
Everybody gets material things. Adwa gets what? A Bible. But in actual fact, if Adwa would take the Bible seriously, she may discover to her amazement that she's been given the greatest gift
Hallelujah.
Ever. So after the meeting, you will see that people's destinies have been changed because of what was on the paper. I'm saying that a paper can determine the course of your life. What shows that you have been to a university? It's a paper. I said it's a paper. It's not the suffering you went through. Everything has been reduced to one page. Few words, all your suffering, 7 years, 4 years, everything has been reduced to a page, a cardboard, almost like a cardboard with some words and a word signature. That's the only thing that is determining the course of your life. You can't go and say, and I was at the university. No, prove it. What do you bring? A paper. A paper is determining the course of your life.
Sure. Now your school bebreba obeko UCC quiz bebreba obeko KMC die bebreba nyina we wie wonna nyina wadidi nyanyina no ade a odebe kire ye krata no ensu ehuye uhu signature edaso kraba tintintin bako eno tuntumi fa wanu megira ho nka se na bako university oko university a den ne kire krata wan hwe ye debe obi invitation card ene ye debe ma se ade a kire se wako university ni.
In a similar manner,
Sarasu,
your life can be drastically changed by the laying on of hands. Laying on of hands is real, but yes. It is the reality is not always visible.
Na ensaya de to so no eyade ada ho nemom ne womu no aniwa ntumi hu.
One day Moses laid his hands on his younger brother, if you like, his minister, fellow minister Joshua.
Na that could be Moses or the answer to Joshua. So
when Moses did that,
now Moses yes,
people saw a change in Joshua's life.
They
said Joshua now has the spirit of wisdom because Moses had laid his hands on him.
Now woman who said Joshua so
it's good to read. It's good to learn. But I'm also saying that there is a mystery part where by the laying on of hands you can be given a spirit of wisdom,
yes,
which is not something you can get in a classroom.
Now, the purpose of preaching the word of God is to get people encouraged, to offer hope to people, and to comfort them in their time of need. But ultimately, the reason why we preach on air is to get you born again. And so if you want to receive Christ Jesus as your personal Savior and Lord, this is a prayer you can pray. Just say, Lord Jesus, I come to you this time. I believe I'm a sinner. I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. And come and stay in my heart. Write my name in the book of life. And give me the grace to live for you. Thank you, Father, for hearing me. In Jesus' name. Friend, if you pray that prayer, I believe that God has come into your life. Join a Bible-based prayer and church that teaches the word of God. And continue. And your life will never be the same.
Lord, I lift your name on high.
Right, now I want to talk about family matters. It's a book I wrote for the entire family. In chapter 1, I talk about what is happening in your marriage. In this chapter, I discuss with readers 7 or 8 stages that marriages are bound to go through. The first stage that a marriage goes through is a stage of delight. This is a stage where everything is blissful and everything is working perfectly. Then you move to discovery, where you begin to find things about your partner that you like and things about your partner that you do not like and did not suspect was there. This can lead to the third stage, that disappointment. And if you do not handle your disappointments well, then you will slip into depression. Depression can lead you into dissociation. Dissociation can lead to the dissolution of your marriage. But if you are able to get over all these hurdles, then your marriage will develop and become the marriage that God has planned for it to be. So this book will help you as we look at chapter 2 on the subject of why people marry and it takes a while for them to have their children, why babies tarry. Now, I do not share this chapter on the basis of medical knowledge because I'm not a doctor, but I just had the opportunity of looking through the scriptures and I found several reasons why some people have their children late. In chapter 2 of Children of Purpose, in this chapter I talk about various types of children. I think there are about 7 or 8 types of children. You need to know them and you need to know how to relate with each of them. Then chapter 4, I focus on the youth, 5 insights for the youth. Chapter 5, I talk about 5 things or 5 mistakes that men make in their marriage. And one of the mistakes men make in their marriage is that they focus on the big things to the detriment of the small things. Solomon, a wise man who had 1,000 women at his disposal, said, "Take us the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vines, for our vines have tender grapes." So when you get a copy of this book, you will be able to go through the various 5 common mistakes that men make and then avoid them for a stable marriage. I conclude this book by looking at 5 mistakes women make. One of the key mistakes women make in their marriage is dishonoring the man in their life. Nagging, pushing, dominating. Number 3, allowing insecurity to color their lives so that everything a man does is perceived in a manner that is not harmonious. Take a look at some of these mistakes and your marriage will be enhanced greatly.
For copies of these and other messages or books, please call 0244-228-331 or 0249-454-976 or visit the church premises on the Empeteru Road, 3 minutes drive from St. Peter's School, West Anaji. God richly bless you.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For enquiries, please call +233-26767-6055 +233-26767-6055 or send an email to info@godswordforus.com info@godswordforus.com.